It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Of course, coming to you in the New York, New Jersey metro area via broadcast and worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. Well, thank you, New York. Week in and week out, we announce this, but there's a reason why. It's because of you who look forward to great content every single week, and that's why we're in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to the Nielsen ratings. We have this going since mid-2017, so it's a great honor and a great responsibility, and we appreciate the confidence and trust that you have in us. Every single week, we come to you with C-level executives and business leaders from such a wide range of industries. Oh, stay tuned for tonight. This is, hold on, fasten your seatbelts, as they say. We're going to, I mean, every single week we cover such a wide range. This week is going to be something very, very special. I'm keeping you in suspense for another minute or two. I hope you're okay with that. As I open each week, a couple of thank yous. Special thank you to the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays such an important support role for the show. Cirilli, Eliana, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And, of course, to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin. And, of course, I'm going to give a shout-out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on, the B-Tank magazine. They featured the interview I had with Bruce Katz, CEO of Samuel Hubbard, Rachel Krause, VP of Marketing at Westfield World Trade Center, Michael Houlihan, the founder of Barefoot Winery. And we're also on C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, the OG Podcast Network, Player.fm, iTunes, YouTube. Every single episode is permanently archived at mybradio.com. That is the platform. Tonight's show, it's going to be up on mybradio.com. Every single guest. What about the interview I had with Captain Sully Sullenberger? That's, you could go there for free. Now, for those that were tuned in a couple of weeks ago, we had the founder and the CEO of Zura, Teen Zua. He talked about the subscription economy and he even teased me on the air. He said, you know, maybe you should be charging for your content. So, folks, it's still available for free, but I don't know how much longer. But if you want to get the interview I had with Dr. Adrian Boise, the Chief Experience Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, it's right now still free. Jay Baer, social media guru, Keith Mistrich, CEO of Amalgamated Bank, Jeffrey Hazlett, the list goes on and on. Great guests that we seek and we get to you and present to you here on these and this great show, and that's why I'm going to go straight to tonight's guests. Actually, I have co-hosting with me the show a good friend of mine, Richard Solomon, attorney at law, published author. He has his own radio show. We'll talk about that too. He's a business owner consultant. He's been on radio, TV. He's got a lot, and we are going to both talk with Alex Ewan. Hope I got that right. And Randy Rollner. Yes. And so therefore, I'm actually going to open up first just with my co-host here for tonight, Richard Solomon. Richard, thank you so much for joining me here in the hot seat.
Thank you for the privilege of being here.
Oh, that's special. So, Richard, we go back a while, and we can't talk about everything we've been involved with, but...
But we've been through the trenches.
We've been through the trenches, and I thank you. Richard is really a, you know, forgive me for just jumping in this way, but you're so good at what you do. If people want to get in touch with a great attorney, how could they get in touch with you? We're not going to harp on it, but just I want people to know because I've experienced it. I've drank the Kool-Aid. Why shouldn't others?
Well, you can give my office a call at 516-371-4924. I'm located in Lawrence, Long Island, and I'm a commercial business attorney.
Commercial business. Again, what's that phone number? 516-371-4924.
And I have a number of different platforms that I,
you know, amazing. We're going to talk about,
including radio.
So let's talk about. You have your hand in a lot of stuff. Talk about it.
Well, I wrote "Winning in the New York Small Claims Courts" a long time ago as a self-help book for people because I try to.
And it's available on Amazon now.
It's out of print, but
out of print.
Call me and I'll get you an old copy.
So, folks, when there's something out of print, you know why? It flew off the shelves. Again, what's the name of the book?
It was called "Winning in the New York Small Claims Courts," and it was it was a self-help guide for.
Well,
people.
Well, I understand why it's out of print. I mean, you know, everyone probably tried to get it. I mean, you got to get it back in print.
You know what? We'll do an ebook. We'll do.
Hey,
an ebook.
You got it.
There you go.
You got it. There's enough people that would like to know the answer to that.
And I'll have Bottom Line help me market
it. Hey, all right. So what? Sorry to interrupt, Richard.
I'm a lecturer. I'm an author. I've written a couple different books. And right now I have three different radio shows. I've Taking Care of Business. I have a Rocket Green Radio, which is an environmental show. And then My Father's Place Radio, which is...
Right, which we're going to talk about.
Which is one of the things. And all of them can be found on the SolomonChannel.com.
So nice.
SolomonChannel.com.
So let's talk about Taking Care of Business. You've been on the radio for 15 years.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, you know, we're excited about, you know, our show here, and we've been on 3+ years, and it feels like, wow, a lifetime. 15 years?
It's been a great journey. I've had guests as diverse as Steve Wozniak from Apple.
Nice.
And I've had Tim Russert and Mayor Ed Koch and a lot of other Ralph Baruch, who founded Viacom. But some of the really great moments were things like being on the USS Arlington at sea and having a person-to-person interview with captain of the ship at the night bridge while, you know, all of the instruments are dark and there's just infrared and we're at sea and going very, very slow or sort of, you know, outside of New York Harbor in anticipation of Fleet Week. And we're talking about, you know, the captain's 109-year-old grandmother who makes great sauce, you know, and ravioli. Have these just personal experiences and things like that. And I met a gentleman who is in his 90s, and during World War II, his task was to print documents. And part of the documents that he had to create were the surrender documents that Japan had to sign. So, so they told him to print up 10. So he showed me the extra 2 that he's kept for the last 70-plus years. And I'm actually looking in his living room in Queens, and I'm looking at documents signed by MacArthur, you know, Douglas A. MacArthur and Chester Nimitz. And I'm like, wow, you know. And the story, he had great stories. So a lot of what the show is newsmakers, entertainers, you know, people who make a difference, news, you know, just doctors who give health tips on longevity. We had one of our most popular shows was Dr. Michael Greger, who advocates a plant-based diet, and he wrote a book called How Not to Die, and it's a 600-page book, and it's great because it tells you how to eat and lifestyle choices to really help extend your longevity. So we've had a lot of different people, Dr. Ruth, everybody, and it was even FCC-compliant, that show.
Wow, it's still on. Well, we're going to talk tonight about two particular businesses among the many that you have your hand in. One is going to be, we're going to talk with Alex about My Father's Place, and then later on, we're going to talk with Randy. I'm going to keep you in suspense a little bit here. Alex, okay, I'm going to turn to you now. Richard introduced me to you. You're involved with My Father's Place. My Father's Place originally founded in 71, closed in 87, and you've revitalized it. Let's jump right in. First, explain for the audience, what is My Father's Place?
My Father's Place was arguably the most influential club in America in its day. When it opened in 1971, rock clubs were just beginning to appear. Most bands would go to a gymnasium or would go to a hall or things like that, a speakeasy. What was happening with the bands is they needed more power, they needed more amplifiers, they needed a dedicated place where they could play. And Epi basically created one of the first places that was like that. And what happened is he had monitor systems, he had dressing rooms, he had a really nice stage. And by being in Long Island, by virtue of being in Long Island, he had a very enthusiastic crowd that he could bring pretty much every major act that existed in the 1970s and the 1980s to his club. So he became very, very influential. And the other thing that made him very important was that he was insisted upon booking only new bands that played or bands that only played original material. And he didn't want cover bands. He didn't want any of that. And so what happened is he played a lot of artists before they became famous. And they include names like Billy Joel and U2 and The Police and Madonna and Tom Petty and Prince. And it goes on and on and on and on because he would welcome them to the club and he would take a chance. He used to call it the star-making machine in those days. And there was a system of club owners and agents and managers and record labels and things like that that actually in the business looked out for young, unknown talent and tried to nurture them and develop them and looked forward to them becoming big stars one day.
Now, what eventually happened? I mean, when these people became the big stars? Did they come back? Did they acknowledge their roots?
Well,
how does that work?
Many of them did. I mean, I've heard radio broadcasts of, for example, Sting in Madison Square Garden shouting out to Epi and things like that.
Nice.
I mean,
nice.
Absolutely. But the main thing is first of all, the satisfaction of you know, helping these artists,
right.
which is
right.
very important. I think one of the things that the people in the music business at that time, and we're talking the 60s and the 70s, and it was not an easy business, and it had a lot of, you know, parts of it that weren't particularly friendly or good, but still they were all passionate about music, and they knew their business. They knew their music. Most of the heads of labels were musicians of one type or another, whether it's Barry Gordy or, you know, Brian Epstein, who was, you know, or George Martin or people like that who were classically trained. I mean, these people really knew their business, and so as a consequence, they were passionate about music, and so when they saw a talent, they were interested in developing them, and Epi's like that. I mean, Epi to this very day is passionate about new music, new acts. In fact, that's one of the main reasons why he wanted to reopen the club, is to be a place for that, you know.
Wow, so I'm going to turn to Richard.
Sure.
Now, feel free to jump in.
Right. So,
we're co-hosting this.
So the great thing about it is that in 2017... the club was resurrected,
right.
and we negotiated a great deal. We found a great location, great business partners, and my father's place at the Roslyn Hotel was launched. And part of the main people who were involved was Alex, myself. I'm the attorney for the club. Epi, whose name is Michael Epstein, so
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but we know him as Epi. And then there's Dan. And what Alex did was he made sure that the sound was just pristine, perfect. It's a small, intimate club, and Alex focused a lot on the experience. What was the experience to the patron to have a great show in a small place, close? You know, every seat would be a good seat. Every seat was good in terms of vision. Every good seat was good in terms of sound. You didn't have obstructions and post things like that, and it was a great departure from the concerts in bigger places, because you would be 10 rows away from someone like Mike Peters of The Alarm, and he would tell a great story about when they couldn't get airplay anymore, and they created a group called the Poppy Fields, and it was just sort of a made-up name, and he got them to be promoted. He said, oh, these young guys, they're great, and sure enough, you know, he tells the story, and then he said, well, it's really The Alarm. But the whole point is you get to hear great stories. Half the time you get to meet some of the artists in the lobby after the show because they're very accessible in
so
this
actually,
locale.
Yeah. On that point, that's I want to turn to Alex and say and ask the experience. And Richard said the magic word. It's all about the experience. That's why you see malls that have been, you know, that have been having a very high vacancy rate. They're starting to figure out, okay, there needs to be some type of experience, either a bowling alley or whatever the case is. When a business has their head totally wired on the experience, that's when the magic comes back. And
well, the basic concept is when you go out at night, you actually have a good time. And when being in a veteran in the music business, all of us, and Dan worked at Westbury Music Fair for 35 years, and he's the general manager. What happened is we had noticed a trend where, because live music is now the only way really for the music industry to make money, because and it's really bad management on the part of the leadership of the music industry as they transitioned away from these very passionate people to people who were really only bottom line. What has happened is that the experience has really gone down, you know, and there used to be a real personal touch when you went out to a, say, in the 1930s or 1940s to a nice supper club, and there was that experience of being treated well and having good food and having an intimate experience. And we felt we could do that again, but modernize it. In other words, the people in the old days who did things actually knew what they were doing. It's not completely a new thing. Bring back the best of the old stuff, but modernize it. So, for example, our sound system is the, you know, the latest in technology and is really custom built for us, and we're very demanding, and we feel we have one of the best sounding rooms in the country. The seats were custom made for us, the banquettes, you know, a lot of things about it, you know, the painting, the carpet, everything. We really took a real interest and worked with our partners at the hotel to make sure that it really, when you walked in, all of a sudden you felt like, you know, you were going back in time to a place where people really cared about you, and and really wanted to make sure that you were comfortable. And then, of course, the bands themselves, we made sure that they had the dressing rooms, that they were treated properly, you know, professional crew. And so the idea is that, you know, when you come out of there, you feel, wow, you know, I had a great experience, had a great time. It wasn't just come in, come out, see you later.
And to continue that experience, I think the most important takeaway from the discussion from a business point of view is that we've created a whole ecosystem. There's My Father's Place Television, which Alex is working on right now. There's My Father's Place Radio, which is artist interviews. And we have two kinds of radio shows. We have little pieces where we do right behind the scenes, right there, where people coming right off stage and we talk to them. And then we have the more formal thing where we go to the studio for an hour. We actually play their records, you know, their music, and we talk about their inspirations and their inside stories, their struggles, and you know, just everything. The first album they bought, the first time they went to a concert. Sure. So, and then there's the live performance and artist development. So what happens is, unlike other venues, we actually have a whole system where we're actually taking artists, giving them a voice live, we're giving them a voice on the air, and we're giving them a way to connect to fans and do much for their social media, which they're not really going to be able to achieve in other places.
It's very difficult for a new artist today. I mean, it wasn't that easy before, but if you had talent, you would be recognized, you would be nurtured. It would take years to develop a band. I mean, you can't create the Rolling Stones or U2. You have to find them, and then they need work, you know? So, and that costs a lot of money. And what happens is the industry just doesn't want to invest that kind of money. And so what we did, and even Epi and I were doing this before we restarted My Father's Place, was to try to help young bands. And so we actually showcase young bands. Like Richard says, we put them on various different media platforms. And the goal is to create a scene that can then gain some critical mass. It takes a good club to create a music scene because the kids need a place to play. And what was happening with most clubs is you had to pay to get on stage. And that's not us. It's our responsibility to bring the crowd. If you have the talent, we're going to find a way to get you on stage and in the media.
What's the website where they could find that more information?
MyFathersPlace.com.
That simple?
It's that simple.
Let's repeat it.
MyFathersPlace.com.
Alex Ewan, we're here together with Richard Solomon. In a bit, we're going to get to Randy Rollner. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My co-host this evening, Richard Solomon, a noted attorney, someone that I've worked with, can't discuss everything on the air, but a fantastic individual, really good guy. And in fact, just a, hey, there's no reason to give a plug here. People want to get in touch with you, hack it with 516-371-4924.
My radio is thesolomonchannel.com. I'm also at 346broadway.com for another business I have involving truck regulation fines. So,
Wow. So again, 516-371-4924
during business hours.
Got you. Okay. we're now going to one of the businesses that Richard is involved with is My Father's Place. And Alex Ewan, again, your official title?
My official title is I'm the CFO.
CFO. So we're talking about that, and one of the reasons that we wanted to have Alex on is to talk about branding. Now, here you're talking about a business that was originally founded in 71, closed down in 87, came back a couple of years ago, and here we are recreating something that the industry turned on its head. right? I mean, let's face it, music is music. But still, the entire industry turned on its head. There was no iTunes channel going back, and the way the barrier to entry was much harder years ago. How did you crack that? How did you solve the complexities of maintaining such a brand, yet the whole industry turned on its head?
Well, a lot of it had to do with the experience that the people in Long Island had. My Father's Place was a unique club in that it really was the only club of its type, of its size, about 500 people. And it played every type of genre. So pretty much if you were interested in any kind of music in Long Island, whether it could be rock to reggae to pop, you went to My Father's Place. And we knew we could appeal to that demographic. That demographic was going to be where we were going to relaunch this brand. And what was nice is that the brand itself, almost it was like smoking. It was almost, all you had to do was put a match and boom. The enthusiasm was tremendous. It was like all these people who were now in their late 50s or 60s or 70s or 80s, it was like reliving their memories. They wanted to come back. This is where they met their wives, their girlfriends. They saw their first band. Some of them played there. I mean, for them, it was a life-changing experience. And so it really, really, you know, hit home for them. And when we saw that, we knew, well, we can take this further. And that's why we're doing other media and things like that. But the other thing about branding and building this brand is we recognize that music sells everything. Music not only is in itself, my father says, is not only in itself a brand, but it can help other brands. And we recognize that. Epi and I were working on this before when we worked with most of the major, major, everybody from Budweiser to Pepsi and things like that. And they sponsored most of our music and concerts that we wanted to do. And we recognized that we could help a brand sell their product by using music, because music, you know, it has a very natural way of kind of communicating with people. It's its own language. So what we decided to do is actually take the lessons we learned working with other brands to make My Father's Place a bigger brand. And the first thing we want to do is we're doing that in conjunction with what we know about the music industry. And what we learned from the music industry is you would have a regional hit, or you would be a regionally popular band. You'd have a following in a city or something like that, and then you would grow out of that. And that's the strategy for My Father's Place. We knew we had a demographic. We knew we had a location. It's like start there, build it, get these people behind you, and then take the next step. And that's what we're doing right now.
Now, Alex, I do my homework on every guest that we had. And my understanding is that you've developed some partnerships with some really big players out there. Dunkin' Donuts, Hard Rock Cafe, Chrysler, Pepsi. I'm not going to put you on the spot and ask you to share anything that you're not allowed to share. But talk about that. How does it's not too daunting to deal with a Fortune 500 company?
We were very fortunate in that we had a very big visibility. And so we could actually reach out to the CEOs themselves. And I'll give an example. John Luther, who came to Dunkin' Donuts, he was the CEO at the time, a great man, had to turn a brand around. Right. They had been, Starbucks had basically passed them. And I learned from John Luther about the business, which was very important for us and how we help a brand. Teach us your business a little bit so we can help you. And the thing that he wanted, when he came to our office, he says, I know we're not cool. We need to become cool. Mm. And we were like, we can help you. And he was very much concerned that he wanted to look at music. He felt that was a great way to bring young people, but he didn't want to lose his demographic.
Right.
He had the blue collar, the cops, right, that kind of thing. And we were like, well, rock and roll, if you have young rock and roll bands and we bring you older rock and roll bands, you're not going to lose your older demographic, but you're going to also bring in the younger demographic.
Right. Right.
So, and he was the kind of person, and this is where you really often have to work with the CEO, because he was like, I'm going to take a chance with you guys. And so we did a bunch of major, major shows. And actually, we helped. It was at that time when Dunkin' Donuts really began to shift to a different look. They have a new look now. They really, really become their own place. And even back then, he told me, I'm thinking of taking Dunkin', the donuts out of the name.
Back then.
And what I learned was Dunkin' Donuts is the largest coffee seller in the world. And that's where it's at. And what had happened is Starbucks had passed them in terms of the amount of money they were making, right, but they were essentially selling the same product. So he was like, we have to really work on that and make young people come to a Dunkin' like they would come to a Starbucks. And so that's how we work.
And the most important thing is that music is the soundtrack of our lives, and corporations know that because what do you think about certain music? It's you remember your high school prom song, you remember your, you know, all the car commercials, you know, feature either heavy metal songs or this or that. So my father's place in launching new music is the perfect place for, you know, a corporate partnership with us. So it's the brands helping other brands and just doing the whole thing. It's just a great experience overall.
And by us building our brand, we can help other brands. I mean, right now, like I said, we're starting regionally because we're taking a brand that is regional brand. But ultimately, we intend to expand. I mean, the experience that we offer is one that people want all over the place. And you're not seeing that much. The combination of having a chef, Tomo Kobayashi, who's our chef, who's a really brilliant, original designer of food, combined with musical artists and combined with the personal touch. That's unusual in a venue. Most venues, the hamburgers have been sitting there a few hours and the fries maybe a few days. So to take the chance to do that, to actually have like five-star food in a real rock and roll venue, you know, I mean, we felt that it would work and it's been working.
And then we also bring them into the studio either before or after the shows.
Right,
and we really highlight their music. And in some instances, we're the first people to do the FM broadcast of their music, you know, the worldwide premiere of their music, which is great for the bands.
When I link up with Richard Solomon, there's always some exciting stuff. You know, Alex, soon we're going to have to get to Randy Rollner because he has a great story. We're going to take a short commercial break, but stay tuned because we have more great radio coming right up.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis and Richard Solomon here on the 77 WABC. Thank you for joining us. Now we're going to turn to an amazing guest, Randy Rollner. And I apologize, I've been pronouncing it wrong. I've been saying Rollner. Hey, I'm sorry. He didn't beat me up over it. He's nice about it, but it's Randy Rollner. Let me just tell you a little bit about him. He is the CEO and founder of Planter Works. Planter, W-O-R-X. Planter Works. You can find out more about them, planterworks.com. But you're going to hear quite a bit in tonight's show. It's an industry-leading firm in the design and manufacture of landscape products, but that also are factor in the security needs of society today. A very delicate and sensitive area, but an area nonetheless that has to be addressed. His products are featured in New York City's High Line, United Nations Complex, and the North American headquarters of Toyota. I hope we're allowed to say that on the air.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So now I turn to Randy. Randy, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Great to be here. Yes, sir.
Well, let's talk about PlantWorks. I was fascinated by this. What's the backstory? How did this all come about?
So my background is ultimately industrial design.
Okay.
I attended Parsons School of Design. I was a sculptor and a painter for many, many, many years before going to design school.
Okay.
I worked alongside of a bunch of gentlemen professionally in a fabrication shop up until about 1996 before I decided to open up my own business.
Got you. So let's talk about PlantWorks. You know, where you are today. You know, who are your main clientele? I mean, we talked about, you know, New York City High Line, United Nations, Toyota. Describe what is PlantWorks today and who does it service?
So effectively, we consult with a lot of architects, landscape architects, developers, property owners, Mostly in the urban landscape realm.
Okay. Now, I understand you live, I'm not going to give away the location, but somewhere in Lower Manhattan, we'll put it like that. A couple of years ago, there was a terrible incident where a terrorist rented a truck and drove down the bike path with fatal results. It was a terrible story. I understand that had an impact on you, and you were able to actually help businesses across the United States as a result of that incident.
Correct. So living in Lower Manhattan, my family and my children effectively, we live four blocks from that incident. And as an industrial designer, I decided there has to be a better way to deal with these, you know, type of incidences and how to integrate that into what are we producing currently at Plant2Works. So being especially manufacturer with these landscape products, it's a natural transition to say, well, you know, there's this security need, adapting what those requirements are from an engineering perspective into, you know, what are we currently producing? Because all along the West Side, whether people know it or not, those are all environments that are designed by landscape architects and then furnished with different types of products throughout the landscape industry. Mm-hmm. So what we decided to do is integrate, you know, the security feature and the engineering portion with the already aesthetic portion of what Plant2Works does.
So I want to make clear, what people see there on the West Side right now is not your work, because that's just an eyesore, what the NYPD barricades.
That's correct. Those items are typically placed in response to an incident, and unfortunately they become a permanent fixture because they simply don't know really what is the solution. So this is a blanket of security that is in place that is necessary, but I don't think... In many instances, there has been a product up until now that will be able to both secure the populace and also have something that's aesthetically pleasing.
Now, I have more questions, but just some people in the audience are already wondering, okay, how can I find out more information about your firm? What's your website, phone number, whatever you wish to
so
contact information?
Feel free to go to plantorworks.com. That's Plantor, P-L-A-N-T-E-R, works, W-O-R-X.com.
Now, let's talk about a hotel. I mean, there's so many industries, a wedding hall, that unfortunately the society that we live in and the threat of terrorism necessitates that there are barriers, but yet it can't be an eyesore like what you see presently on the bike path. How does your firm solve that?
So effectively, we've come up with a series of planter products and site furnishings, part of our Century collection, that are integrating the security features of some of the products that are currently on the market with an aesthetic value that hasn't been quite done quite this way before.
So that means that someone, and I'm going to turn to Richard, but that means someone could actually show up by a wedding hall, for example, and see beautiful furnishings outside, not even realizing that those are security features, but because you packaged it so beautifully, it almost looks like it was designed that way, not factoring at all anything that has to do with security.
That's correct.
Now, one of the most brilliant things, amongst the many brilliant things that Randy has done, is he's created a retrofit for existing security situations. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because that's very economical and very, very important.
That's a very important point that, Richard, you bring up. You mean, let's say there are some, I mean, I'm not going to use the West Side Highway as an example, but let's say there are some that already installed some type of security measure. It's an eyesore, but like it's there already and it's serving a function. Plant2Works can still be involved in beautifying that and yet keeping the security in place that's necessary.
That's correct. A lot of businesses turn to a product known as a bollard, and a bollard is a structurally reinforced post that comes out of the ground, typically placed about 5 feet on center. Now, the issue with that is when you have hundreds of linear feet, you have a lot of this vertical bars. It can look incredibly intimidating.
Right.
It is unsightly. Right. What we've developed is a retrofit product where we are integrating, you know, what the bollard is existing. And then we're simply creating, you know, planters that can be implemented that integrate the security feature of the bollard, but also being able to soften the architecture while also, you know, giving some greenery and some softening of the perimeter.
Now, Randy, you know, there are many congregations or stadiums or hotels that need a permanent type of fixture, which a security barrier, of course, set up in a beautiful way. But then there's many times when it's just a concert per se that's taking place not in a stadium that needs constant security. It's taking place in a small hall somewhere that they feel they don't need the constant security. However, the celebrities that they're attracting for that event need to have that type of protection. Do you have also, you know, not only permanent products but also modular or temporary products?
Sure. In a full complement to the permanently installed fixtures, we also offer a mobile unit. These mobile units can be, you know, come in planted or unplanted. They're typically furnished on top of a flatbed truck, and then they're forklifted into place. This is perfect for a marathon or a tennis event. Events of that nature.
Concert in the park.
Concert in Central
Street
Park.
Street fair.
Correct.
Yeah, street fairs is a great example.
Right, fair is a great example. I mean, there was San Francisco or San Diego years ago where just a nut drove through. You know, that's really a perfect example. Those barriers can't stay there permanently, but for those few blocks. You know.
Sure. The city of New York solution is let's get the sanitation trucks, and park them
in front.
The
salt trucks.
Yeah. They get the salt trucks. Let's get the sanitation trucks. Let's get the fire engines, and they have people sitting in them all day long
with the engines running.
So, ineffective use of manpower and resources.
I don't know how much you're allowed to share about this, but I'm just going to ask it anyway. I mean, I would imagine you have to be on the radar screen of the FBI and some other, armed forces agencies, or am I going into a no-go zone? Richard told me I'm allowed to ask anything,
We can confirm or not confirm that we have been approached by certain
important agencies.
Important agencies, correct. I mean, we are not really sure who we've been contacted by.
Now, folks, that's a great answer.
What I can say is that the feedback that we've received was, we've been waiting for this. Thank goodness you're out there, and it's a tangible, readily available product.
It was nice to hear some feedback from law enforcement to thank us for coming up with something that was desperately needed.
And made in the USA.
Yeah. And so innovative. Again, solving, it's so beautiful when you have a product that solves a pain point solution, and yet in a way that factors in beautification, that correct packaging. Not just, all right, so you need this eyesore and you got to live with it.
Right. We like to call it uncompromised security.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Folks, my guest this evening, my co-host is Richard Solomon. We heard from Alex Ewan before, and now I'm here with Randy Rollner. I think I got it right, finally. It took a few times. We still have a lot to cover here. And in case you're just tuning into the show now, I don't know where you've been. But no worries, by Tuesday morning, the entire episode will be up at mybradio.com. Free content for now. mybradio.com. So, you'll be able to pick it up on the favorite way that you wish to do it. You wish to listen on your computer. You wish to listen to it on iTunes, the OG Podcast Network. And, of course, the highlights of this show will be up on our robust YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftas. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening, That's okay. Well, my co-host is Richard Solomon, old buddy. And I didn't mean old like you're old. You're not old, but just an old friend, you know. Okay. Alex Ewan from My Father's Place. And Randy Rollner. I finally got his name right. I'm sorry it took so long. But Randy also has a great story here, and that's what we're talking now all about, Planet Works. You could find out more information about their array of products and what they do at Planterworks, planterworks.com, planterworx.com. And Randy, with that, I want to open up and say, I'm not asking a delicate question, but, you know, in all industries, people want to know that there's a rating. There's some proven science behind the product, not just where it's a it's a nice product and hopefully it will work. Am I allowed to ask you, are your products rated?
Yes, specifically in the securities industry, when it comes to these type of products, they have what's known as a crash test rating. This rating is prescribed by the ASTM, the American Standard of Testing of Materials. Mm-hmm. They pretty much have the criteria of what the guidelines are that one needs to follow in order to have the product be rated. So there are two components. One is the rating by the ASTM, and the other is an independent testing facility that will actually test the products under real live condition.
Right, so, which means they take a truck.
Yeah, so describe that.
Yeah, they take a truck and they smash it right through. I mean, this is a real truck and a real barrier.
Right, specific to our products, you know, we have a full complement of different crash test rated products, but I'd say the most intense one that we most robust that we are attained essentially is they call the class of the truck is a C7 or a cab over, mm-hmm. which is a truck that is about 18,000 pounds. Then it goes to a mile per hour delineation of 50, and then there's a P1, which is a penetration of 1 meter or 3.3 feet. So effectively, our most robust product would be rated for a C7 cab over truck at 18,000 pounds traveling 50 miles per hour with an impact rating of a P1, which is any part of the vehicle will not penetrate past 3.3 feet.
So just that, you know, I want to simplify this a little bit so that the people wrap their head around this. We're talking about products that are security barriers that could protect where crowds congregate. It could be outside a
school,
a theater, a hotel, a concert hall. Maybe give some other examples of the type of facilities that really should be thinking about your product.
Sure, university, consulate, hospital, anywhere there can be a large congregation, you know, of potentially a soft target where somebody felt like they could do the most amount of damage.
And like we discussed earlier in the show, you have products that are permanent and temporary products. For example, someone's holding a street fair.
Correct.
They should be reaching out to Planterworks.
Now, when you think about this, an 18,000-pound truck, at least in Manhattan, I don't know if you can actually get up to 50 miles an hour because of the way the traffic works.
Right.
But that's probably like worst-case scenario. To stop an 18,000-pound truck going at 50 miles an hour, and it will only move 3 feet max. That's an amazing...
That's just right. impossible thought.
And that's no shrapnel. In other words, when there's an impact, unlike concrete barriers, there's no shrapnel, there's no collateral damage. And some of the things that you see out there, like Jersey barriers or the big concrete blocks like outside the Javits Center, will actually, upon impact, explode, and it will create a storm of concrete pieces out there. And that could also cause some kind of damage to all the people who are pedestrians.
That's an interesting point you're saying. So that psychologically it calms people down by seeing it. But you're saying that even those products are actually have significant...
I'm hiding behind his product, not the concrete block. When the truck is moving, I'm diving behind a Planet Works security barrier.
I don't know if I'm allowed to ask you this question, Randy, but Richard said again, I'm allowed, anything goes. What's next for PlantaWorks?
I think that we're going to continue to find new and innovative ways in this security market. I think that it's a good complement. We consult often with a lot of landscape architects. A lot of them are focused on the security realm. The real issue is how do you get that performance but without the intimidation? So I think that what we're trying to focus in on is more inviting environments where people can enjoy, you know, an outdoor living space, but also feel that there is some sense of rated perimeter security.
Randy, you're an entrepreneur that thinks out of the box. I mean, let's face it, you've been an industrial landscape designer for years, and there was an incident that happened in Lower Manhattan, and suddenly you were able to leverage the pain that so many felt into something that is so fantastic in helping individuals around the country, and I imagine around the world. You probably saw it after as well. What are some tips for thinking outside the box? I mean, that's innovative thinking. Perhaps you could even dig down into recesses of your brain and say, okay, why do I think like that? What tips do you have for entrepreneurs?
I would say that do your research. I would say try to be as original and signature as possible. That way, when you come on the scene, it is unmistakable of what you do or how you do it.
Wow. Now, Richard, you want to...
Well, I think one of the keys, I think, to business success is hard work and networking and the ability to connect the dots. A lot of times you'll see a lot of pieces that are not necessarily connected in the world, but you can see a connection that exists. For example, Randy took an existing product line and took a natural expansion. If you notice, one of the themes about both My Father's Place and Planner's Works is that they're both in marketplaces that have a lot of, you know, sort of competition.
Right. Right.
But what they've done is they've been able to expand by extrapolating and doing innovative and creative things. One of the other things I've noticed is that it's always great when creative people brainstorm together. A lot of times Randy and I will sit down and we'll think of all kinds of really great ideas. And the same thing with Alex. And that synergy of creativity combined with networking. A lot of us know a lot of people. We've all been veterans of a lot of businesses and business experiences. And that brings a lot of things to the table. And that what networking does is it allows you to pick up the phone and get a meeting or do things where trying to break through the front door is often hard to do. If you actually have the cell phones of people, of certain important decision makers, and you can get them on the phone, you can send them an email. Could we meet tomorrow? We've got a great idea. That happens when you're, you know, connected.
You know what else is such a great point about what you're saying? And that is a creative person many times will kind of in their mind, like, sketch it out and come to the conclusion that, like, okay, I have it. I've developed it. I'm ready. Not realizing that talking it over with a partner, with a friend, someone, a trusted advisor, many times you'll come up with even a third, fourth, and fifth idea because of the synergy of two great minds, as opposed to just, you know, digging in, I thought of it, I got it, I don't need to talk with anyone. That's a mistake, you're saying.
Well, one of the things that I noticed, like at one of the trade shows that we covered not that long ago, was that customer feedback. Sometimes you get ideas from people, like, well, one of the law enforcement people that we encountered said, we don't really want any greenery. We just want the barrier. It's like, and Randy's like, yeah, we could do that. So it's also important to hear what the marketplace wants.
Correct. You have to respond to what are the needs of your customers.
Randy, here's another question that I love ask people such as yourself, innovators, thinkers, but people that actually have executed and accomplished, and that is, what are your tips in terms of scaling a business?
Well, that's a tough one.
But he's done that more
yeah,
than once.
That's why I'm asking you.
More than once.
I think each business has a unique perspective of how to scale. I would say, you know, you have either diversify of what you do, being able to offer something that is within your wheelhouse, but a little bit something that you haven't offered in the past, which I suppose would be a vertical integration. What do you think, Rich?
I would say watching trends. One of the things that I did, like in my law practice, is when the economy is very bad, you tend to do regressive type of work. You're fighting regulation and fines and things like that. When the economy is very good, you're creating businesses, you're forming corporations, you're doing contracts. And I think what Randy does is he follows trends. You know, as landscaping and landscaping designs has changed, he has always been in front of it. And he's actually been the kind of guy who will advise businesses, why don't you try this? And then when the security needs arose of today that didn't exist back then, that's also a trend too. And he came up with all these ideas on how to take care of a security issue as it's trending, but he's actually in front of the trend because in many ways he's been the pioneer of many of these different kinds of designs and thoughts because he adds both something that's unique. He's a design person, but he's a solid sort of engineer as well. So a lot of times you only get one. Either you get people who are just sort of engineers or just architects.
Right.
But he
or
adds,
you get those blocks like you see on the west side, you know, where there's no design to it. It's just
– right.
And it's not even rated. Yeah,
he's able to bring two things that most people only seem to have one of.
Nice.
I think also don't be afraid to try something different. Don't. It's okay to try to go outside of your comfort zone, and it's okay to take a risk. And as an entrepreneur, don't be afraid to fail.
Oh yeah, failure is an important lesson. There's lots of books about that.
Yeah. Failing forward, right? There are many books on it. Well, as we wrap up, I can't believe how fast the time goes. It like flies by. But having such superstars here in the studio, Richard Solomon, Alex Ewan, Randy Rollner, I'm going to want to turn to each of them. We're going to take a short commercial break. But when we come back, each of them are going to share in 60 seconds or less their top takeaways for the great listeners here of Mind Your Business. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. I know we're approaching the close, but I don't know if it's fair to say we saved the best for last because the past hour has been fantastic. But that being said, I'm going to turn to each of my three guests and ask them for their top takeaways that they can impart for the business world. I'm first going to turn to Richard Solomon. Richard, I'm going to turn to you. And then, of course, at the end, please share how people can get in touch with you. What is your top takeaway for people in the business world?
I think entrepreneurship is rewarded. Take chances. Network heavily, surround yourself with incredibly good people, creative, smart, risk-taking people who are not reckless but forward-thinking, who follow or are on top of trends, but not but smart trends, like the gentlemen that we're here today. They're really, really smart at what they do there. And by being associated with that people like those, it makes your business skills even better. To contact me, the best place is through maybe my radio show, which is thesolomonchannel.com, which where all my radio shows, including My Father's Place Radio and Taking Care of Business, can be found.
Nice. And, of course, what's the phone number?
516-371-4924 during business hours. Yeah.
Okay, now I turn to Randy. Randy Rollner, Planter Works. What's your top takeaway for small, medium-sized, large business owners out there? What would you say?
I would go back to innovation. I would go back to being creative. I would say don't be afraid to take risks. And I'd say put in the time every day. Give it your best every single day, because in a week, 2 weeks, a month, a quarter, half a quarter, and a year, you will be amazed at what kind of groundwork you've laid for yourself.
Nice. And again, for people to find out more information about your really fantastic life-saving products,
Feel free to visit planterworks.com. That's planter, PlanterWorx.com.
And now I turn to Alex Ewan from My Father's Place. Alex, your top takeaway that you would love to share with the listeners of Mind Your Business.
Well, My Father's Place was a product that disappeared for 30 years, and we brought it back. So you can do anything if you set your mind to it. I think the most important thing is put a good team together. You know, start with good investors, then put a good staff together, and think through what you have to do. Give them a good business plan so everybody knows what they have to do, so that ultimately everybody can move up as you expand and help you grow. I think that, for me, is the biggest thing. Put a good team together.
Unreal. And again, how could they find out more information?
Just go to myfathersplace.com.
That simple. Well, folks, that wraps up another great edition. That time just flew by. However, a reminder, by Tuesday morning, the entire show will be up at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And of course, on the YouTube channel, videos of tonight's episode will be featured in the very near future. Well, that wraps up another great edition. Tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.